It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. When the Associated Press ran a photo of a mortally wounded U.S. Marine in Afghanistan, that divided public opinion. Joseph Baptist served as a military public affairs specialist and emailed to tell us, "One of my duties was to protect the privacy of service members and their families in situations like this. We have a long tradition of not showing identifiable pictures of American war dead. Those supporting the publishing of the picture seem to keep repeating a theme of, we must grind people's faces into the horrors of war. If you want to see the horrors of war," he writes, "volunteer at your local VA hospital." We should note that while the AP published the identity of the Marine, the picture in question was taken from a distance and was by no means a close-up. Cynthia Parker, who listens in Phoenix, took a different view. "Some years ago, as the result of a drunk driver, my husband was killed in an auto accident. Within 24 hours, a very clear picture of him in the vehicle while the firemen attempted to pry him out with the jaws of life was on full display in the LA Times. Yes, it bothered me terribly. But for safety reasons, regardless of the cause, I felt it was for the greater good to have had the photo published." Many of you also had stories to tell us about the consequential strangers in your lives, co-workers, hairdressers, cab drivers. You don't know them well, but they play an important role in your life. For Paulette Meyer in Cincinnati, her consequential stranger is at the post office. Ms. Vivian is the sole worker there now. She makes a visit to the post office very special. She's warm, friendly, helpful, and builds real, if momentary, relationships with her customers. "With more cutbacks, this post office is slated to be closed. I'm aware of what a loss this will be in my life and in our neighborhood. Having someone like her weigh packages and sell stamps adds to the quality of one's life like no self-service scale and stamp machine ever could." Another listener, Carla Kozak, told us she is the consequential stranger as a children's librarian. "I've spent years happily reading stories to children, helping them and their parents with homework questions and helping them find books they will love. Every so often, I will be hailed at a bus stop or on the street by young adults who were my children and who remember my story times and my book recommendations and who volunteered for me years back. These meetings are always warm and positive, and they make my day, my week, and my career." And Will in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wrote to ask, "Neil, aren't you a consequential stranger to many of your callers?" Well, maybe not by the definition of the book, but I have always thought of the people I listen to on the radio as my friends, and I blush to read that some of you feel the same way. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Kareem Estefan, Dahlia Martinez, April Failing, and Harry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Anna White Nokelby. Gwen Uden directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Marty Curcius, Dennis Nielsen, and Sean Phillips. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer, and NPR's executive producer of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by renowned choreographer Bill T. Jones to talk about his latest challenge, a celebration of the life of Abraham Lincoln in dance. Join us then. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.